I'm awesome, thank you. How are you?
I'm awesome. Well, I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, okay.
Which is less awesome.
But what? Like, from what I remember, your traffic is like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Let's put that into perspective,
yes,
shall we?
I don't live in the big city of Montreal. I live in the big town of Winnipeg.
The Winnipeg. Beautiful downtown Winnipeg. You blink, you miss it, but that's all right.
Yeah.
They're
actually doing things to actually try to turn it into a city, which is awesome. That's not going to be the topic today, though.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, good enough. So what are we talking about today?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to... I mean, you caught me off guard.
I know.
Just... please don't ask an old woman to think. It's very cruel.
Okay, let's talk about what you sent me. You sent me a good topic of discussion. The Gene Simmons vault.
Oh, yes. So, yes, let's wipe off the cobwebs from that.
Yeah.
And, because
he's such a comedian, he doesn't even know it.
Oh, you know, the both of them are, like, actually, I heard about this book that Paul Stanley has out, or this video, rather, and it's, I think it's entitled, Let Me Get Something Off My Chest, and all it is a clip of him, you know how he kind of just goes off on these rants and banters, like just at the beginning of songs and stuff like that. Anyways, it's like nonsensical.
Yep.
And anyways, it's supposedly like a whole video of that.
Oh, awesome.
And supposedly it's hilarious. I think it's called Let Me Get This Off My Chest.
So it's like anyways. From him on stage, basically, mm-hmm. like his rants on stage.
Exactly. Awesome. Exactly. Yes. But yes, actually, speaking of on stage, did you hear that, Gene was doing a hurricane relief thing?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he brings up none other than Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, so I think I have a little bit of information regarding that. Because I was like, what the hell is going on? Because it was Gene, Ace, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, the guitar player.
Okay, yes.
And,
doesn't he wear a hat?
Yeah, he's the hat guy. Yeah,
he's the hat guy.
He's the baseball hat. Funny-looking guy.
Yes. The big, tall, baseball-wearing
guy. Yeah, he usually wears like a bow tie and looks like he's dressed for high school or something.
Yes, exactly.
But and there's some other guy. So I saw this. So this is bad reporting, but they did a press conference. The four of them, and I can't remember who the fourth person was. It was someone from another one of those kinds of the bands, like Cheap Trick or something.
Uh-huh.
And the impression I got, and maybe there is some validity to it, is that they're doing a show together. But it sounds like it's the four of them in a band together.
What?
That's what I thought. I'm like, what the hell? They're doing a show together?
Each of their respective bands
are playing on the same bill together.
Okay.
So Gene Simmons has a solo band right now.
Right.
Ace has his solo band, of course.
Oh, okay, yes.
And then Cheap Trick is playing, or maybe it's just Rick Nielsen and his kid, because his kid is in Cheap Trick now.
Okay.
Yeah, because Bunny, the original drummer, he just can't do it anymore. He's an amazing drummer, and he plays really hard, but you can't do that when you're, 70 years old. You just can't do it anymore.
Child labor laws and everything. Or no, you said 70 or 7?
70. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, okay, no,
so,
never mind.
So Bunny's not playing anymore. He was the original drummer and one of the best drummers in rock and roll ever.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt, he's phenomenal.
Really? Even better than John Bonham?
There's a lot of stuff he can do that John Bonham couldn't touch. But conversely, there's a lot of stuff that John Bonham can do that no one else can touch. So,
well, John Bonham can't do a whole hell of a lot now. But I knew it.
Well, he probably still could.
Oh.
A little bit of Weekend at Bernie's. I think he could pull it off.
It got dark all of a sudden.
Yes. But anyway, so I don't know what this... There was a press conference, and it was... I tried to watch it, and you couldn't because it wasn't streaming very well. I think there was some complaints. They had some issues there. So, anyway, I don't know what it is, but the idea was, I think Gene's band was going to do it, and he asked Ace's band to come do it too. Which is cool. But Ace is just, I gotta say, like, for ex-Kiss guys, Ace is really looking Kiss, making Kiss look like pikers. Honestly.
Wow.
Like, Ace is doing so well now. He dropped a bunch of weight. He's been, he hasn't had alcohol in, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years or whatever it is. And he's in love, and he's creating music. Like, he's already, like, he's working on his next album already. So he just put out an all original album, an all covers album, and now he's got this coming out. So, and it's good. And the album before, and then the album before that is one of my favorite albums of all time.
The one before the one that's out now?
No, the one before that one.
Oh,
so there was a cover album, and then there was an album before that called Space Invader.
Okay,
and
yes,
then
yes,
had
yes.
An album before that called Anomaly, and Anomaly is freaking brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Even his singing is awesome because he doesn't drink anymore, right? So his singing is really good too. I actually highly recommend it. You know, usually you get a record from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, like a new Def Leppard record or a new Bullet Boys record or a new Winger album,
right?
You know, we're partial to those bands, and I think anything our favorite bands put out, we're gonna love. But they're not always like, it's a good record, but
yeah, exactly.
It's not gonna be as good as, you know, Hysteria.
Or whatever, In the Heart of the Young, or you know, the debut. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Look at you, Nate, throwing some albums there. Good for you. Or who else did we mention?
We said Bullet Boys.
Oh, Bullet Boys. So not as good as the Bullet Boys.
I want to say it's a self-titled.
Or Freak Show or self-titled or whatever. Like one
Right.
Not as good as, right?
No.
But this Ace Frehley album is probably his best album since his 1977 album.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, like that was one of Kiss's best albums, was Ace's solo album.
Wow.
Because they each released a solo album on the same day in 1977 or 78 or whatever it was.
Okay.
And Ace
Right.
Yeah. New York Groove was on there, and Snowblind, and I don't know. That was a good record. But this is just as good as that.
Oh,
Anomaly
interesting.
Was just as good as that.
Oh, okay.
Now,
well, I actually, I've been listening to this new radio station because what they have available on the local airwaves for radio for like new and upcoming and good music is few and far between. And I mean, I know we're getting off topic because we were supposed to talk about Gene, but
no, that's fine. We could not talk about him today. I'd be okay with that.
But actually, there's this. I mean, we can discuss the fact that, you know, standard radio may be, you know, kind of not passe, but just kind of not as, I don't know, relevant, because there's a lot now happening online, like online radio stations. And Montreal just got, well, I want to say about a year ago, its latest hard rock and classic rock and heavy, whatever you want to call it, music. Radio station, internet radio station, and
what is it called? What's it called?
It's called Mountain City Rock.
Okay, I already know this. I'm saying this.
Yes,
for the,
I know
for the
you
listening.
Are, because you said, okay, give me four words, sell it to me.
Yeah,
and I said, awesome new music, the classic stuff we love, no commercials, or literally like very few commercials.
Yep.
And just none of the DJs going on yammering. It's the basics, it's the music, and that's the way it should be. And I'm so happy because it actually introduced me to the latest Warrant album that we were talking.
Okay.
And I mean, I want to say it's harder, faster, something. I'm trying to, the name escapes me. Yep. But that actual album with Robert Mason, I mean, it's a totally different Warrant from, you know, the Janie Lane days.
Well, sure. Janie Lane wrote all the songs back in the day.
Yes, yes.
Right? So it should sound different.
Yes, and I mean, it's just, it has so much of an edge. And I mean, I would never think to say that Warrant used, or, you know, would tantamount Warrant to Edge, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so blown away by their new stuff. And now I'm just like, I'm hungry for more. I want more. And there's this...
And you don't get that from an old band that you used to listen to much.
No.
It's pretty few and far between.
Exactly. Actually, I was completely shocked. There's this new band called Greta Van Fleet.
Okay.
And if you listen to it, you would swear that it was Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
Swear. Yes. Greta Van Fleet. I mean, I'm not that big of a Led Zeppelin fan, but I was like listening to this guy and this and just the musicians and the music, and I was like, whoa, this is good. this is wow. I was blown away. Actually, I was gonna send you a whole bunch of different songs, and I'm like, I was gonna say, okay, Sean, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this.
And our official sponsor today is my Dropbox.
Exactly. Where you can send all kinds of audio files that you can share with your friend.
Awesome. Actually, yeah, if you want to put that in there, I will take a listen.
And yeah.
I will be responsible that if I really like what Tracy has loaned me temporarily, I will go buy it. I will. I honestly will.
Yes, I know you will.
A band, I'm not...
Yes.
I don't like to... Yes. Do I download music? Sure. We all do.
Yeah, yeah.
We all do to some extent. And we all, to some extent, don't pay for some of the stuff we download. But that being said, if I...
You have an appreciation.
Yeah. Like, I will put money in that guy's jeans.
Right. Exactly. I feel the same way. I would still buying... CDs. I mean, I haven't bought a CD in like ages, but I haven't downloaded new music because I've got all of my music on my iPhone and my, you know, so, but to be able to discover new music, and now I'm like, it's given me a thirst and a taste for the new stuff coming out, and I'm like excited, and it's really great to see like this, I guess, the, trying to think of the word, like the next generation of musicians that grew up.
Now, here's what makes me angry is that this next generation of musicians coming up, next generation of bands coming up, they're not making it the society doesn't make it easy to hear them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly, because, again, we have this problem that people can just have, that the masses can access music just like that.
Hey, but I've heard the new Taylor Swift a bunch of times. And the new Katy Perry a bunch of times. And the new Maroon 5 a bunch of times.
Why?
Well, because there's no choice.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. Well, this is it.
That's...
Now, on the internet, like, you can choose, like, no, I don't want to listen to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Maroon 5 on a loop.
Yeah.
Because, and then, you know, throw in Michael Bublé in there for CRTC regulation.
Yes.
Good measures.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I mean, that's why it gives us more freedom. But I completely agree with you in the fact that you know, if someone's actually putting out good music and they're hardworking and I like what they do, definitely I will go on iTunes and buy the album without a doubt.
I will agree with Gene Simmons on that point, that in the old days they used to let a band, and I'm reading a Kiss biography right now called Nothing to Lose, which is actually quite good.
Oh, okay.
And they talked about back in the day when you were found, your band was found, they would give you 3 albums to break, and they would push the crap out of you.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
But now that's not how it works, right? You're on your own, so you have to come up with your own marketing plan and whatever.
Right.
But the radio will not support that. We were only going to support someone who is broken somewhere else. We're not going to break anybody. Nobody breaks anybody anymore.
No, I guess you kind of have to, like, nobody
gets... You
break
yourself, and then they go, oh, you know what, we might play your song on the radio.
Right.
Like, there's that song called Take Me to Church. I don't know if you've heard it or not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay, yeah. Here's my issue.
Go.
I've got issues today, apparently. The issue I have is I heard that song ages ago.
Yes.
On a radio station, not a terrestrial radio station, but okay, an internet radio station.
Got it.
I heard the song and go, this is pretty cool. And then the DJ, who they didn't have a lot of DJs, but they say, hey, here's the new song by, I don't know the name of the guy. But
yeah,
here's a new song by, he's a really good, you know, it's really fresh, You know, they played it. And I would listen to that show every week. And the next week they play, I guess, you know, I really like the song, I'm going to play it again. So they played it twice in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah.
Yikes.
6 months later, 8 months later, whatever it was. Well, it broke. The song broke.
Right.
Forever. It took forever to break because radio stations don't want to listen to anything new.
Yeah.
It finally broke. And now, oh my God, well, now we're going to support this artist.
Yes.
Where the fuck were you 8 months ago?
Exactly.
This other radio station that doesn't make any money pushed this artist because he really liked it. He heard something new. He really liked it. And I really liked the song. I can't stand the effing song now. Because you guys jumped on a bandwagon 8 months after it was released as a single. Shame on you.
Yes, I completely agree.
And then they say, oh, here's a brand new song by whatever the guy's name is. We'll call him Morty for lack of anything. Here's the new song by Morty. No, it's not new. It's new to you.
Exactly.
You guys weren't paying attention.
That's right. You're not the end all and be all. You're not the alpha and the omega that says, this is new. No, you're wrong.
Here's a good example, too. Okay, I guess this is the tirade.
Okay. I'll let you finish on that.
Have you heard Chevelle? The band Chevelle?
No. Why does it sound familiar? Anyways, go on.
Okay, well, anyway, I was just listening to that before you called in my car.
Oh, okay,
so,
I see.
There was this radio station we had in Winnipeg. It was a Christian rock radio station.
Okay.
And I guess Chevelle falls in that category for some reason. I don't know if they actually are or not, but they fall. And I was listening to it because there was a lot of good new music that was playing on there. Really solid stuff. And this band Chevelle, they kept playing this band Chevelle. They had a song called Send the Pain Below. And I was like, oh my God, this is really good. Who are these guys? And these guys were playing Chevelle like every other rock radio station plays Foo Fighters.
Okay.
And I don't like the Foo Fighters only because they play them too much.
Yes.
And it's like, well, we got to play new music. Well, we can play Foo Fighters. They're new.
No, they're not.
They're not anymore, but anyway. So I was like, who are these guys? A year later, they started playing them on one of the mainstream radio stations we have in Winnipeg. With the quote-unquote new single.
What?
And then they started playing Chevelle like crazy. And I'm like, this record's old. They have another one coming out. And you're playing the one that... And when I was